Lafayette Mobile. BMW, you did get off at a decent time.
I didn't, and then I almost jumped on 85 northbound, and apparently it's backed up.
I stayed being backed up when I got off.
I go to get on the interstate, I see a line of traffic just slowing down.
50-50 chance.
On 85. How was your day?
And I'd say it was a real good day. How about yourself?
Horrible day, so I won't complain about it too bad. It's been the better days in the last 2 weeks, so hopefully it's picking up, but and I'm hearing we got audits coming up next week or so, and yeah, it's always fun.
Yeah, love those things. But I see you had a good day since you're talking on the radio.
Heck, these are the bad ones. I'm just like, I don't talk to anybody. Just go home. And some days I might even drink a beer. This is a really bad one.
Yeah, when I work night shift at the other place, working days, wait tables, I go in the restaurant, order at 7 a.m. and order a patty melt for beer. And that way she know I had a bad day.
It'll make. It's rare that I drink one, but I keep them in the fridge every once in a while. Just for something, man. Just when I have that day where you just can go home and just drink one or two and be done with it.
Maybe for having, a steak or pizza or something, then it's good to have.
Keep them on occasion. Those days of drinking a lot are all fast.
Restaurant right now. See, Mama, she said they got one of my favorites there tonight on the menu, chicken livers.
Good for fishing. That's something I've never got any taste for is chicken livers.
Any good ones?
Right, and I'll admit that, but after all these years of using them to fish for catfish, I hadn't quite ever wanted to try them again.
I eat them or fish with them either way.
She lived with us for a little while, and of course she passed away a long time ago, but yeah, she loved chicken livers. And my dad, boy, he loves chicken gizzard. I was like, nope, I don't want nothing to do with that.
I don't know that I ever had a gizzard.
Well, I don't think that's what it is. Maybe it wasn't a gizzard. That's what he always called it. But I think it's actually the, you get them out of the thighs, so maybe it's a kidney, maybe. That might be right.
If it was that, I don't know my chicken anatomy, I guess, like I should.
He knows it didn't look good, so I didn't eat it.
Yeah. Thank you. That's the way you do when you're young, right?
I swear I heard another station in there, but I don't know 100%.
KN4BWA. Hey, you guys, mind if I butt in real quick and see if I can raise somebody?
Hey, go ahead.
Looking for DJW, KN4BWA. You out there, Dave? KW, KN4BWA. I'll pick it up and take it on. I appreciate you letting me butt in there for a second. Y'all have a good afternoon. It's just beautiful out here.
Have a good one, Steve. You must be going flying.
It's so well. Yeah, day's supposed to be getting clear, and we're going to go. The wind is actually much better than I had anticipated, and it's actually not too bad right now, so we're going to try to get a little air time in. You want to come out and join us?
I'm going to see Mama at the restaurant. Get me some chicken livers for dinner.
All livers, as far as I'm concerned. All right. Well, y'all behave yourselves, and I'll back on out of here. KN4BWA, y'all carry on.
Have fun flying airplanes. The weather has turned out for the better today. I know that much.
I was outside about 6 o'clock there at the plant, going from building to building, and say, man, I might have to throw me a light coat on.
It crossed my mind this morning when I left for work, but I'm like, nah, it's 50-something degrees. I'll be good. I'll try to try to wait to at least get down to 40 or something before I start throwing a jacket on.
That car just in case something happens.
Good all weekend. I'd love for a nice weekend like this. Go camping and hopefully get some fishing in.
It's supposed to be mid-70s, like the next 5 or 6 days, sunshiny and lows in the low 50s.
Wife was saying, like, maybe at Kings Mountain, she said it was supposed to get down in the 40s one night. I really wouldn't complain about that.
Campfire feels good, right?
Little portable campfire unit. Kind of folds up in a bag like you can put your chairs in.
It does. I got the one that, it's like a round ceramic one that you pop the top off on and hook your propane to and that, but it's come in handy more than once for sure. KN4 TFW.
Researching, you know, fire pits in general, and, you know, you got the ones that are supposed to help with the smoke, and this one, like I said, it kind of folds out like you would do your camping chairs, but, and it's got like a steel screen that goes over top of these four pegs, and then you put the little sides on it, and they're aluminum, works really well. I've been impressed with it so far, and it's hard to believe it can hold up to that heat, but it does really good. KO4CS.
Picture of it. So you guys going camping, did I hear you say, up at Kings Mountain?
My reservations, I thought we missed it because it was just about booked up, but my wife's been keeping an eye on it, and I think one of them opened up yesterday, so she finally got reservations.
Down at the beach.
So we are going to stay in the tent this weekend. Ton of blankets, because if she gets cold, she's going to get whiny. So I'm going to pack a ton of blankets. And I'll be sleeping on the cot more than likely. Her and the boys will be on the blow-up mattress.
When me and Susan first got together, we tried to do a tent camping trip and mix that with... back then I was doing fishing tournaments, and man, we were set up a tent, and then there were come up a bad storm, tornado nearby, blew the tent all up against the back of the van, slept in the van. Next morning I had to go fishing, and then she got the camp all back up. Dog got into the fishing lure, got all hung up, ended up going looking for a vet, get all that cut out. Then we had dinner, and my partner, he was going to spend the night camping with us. He forgot his sleeping bag, so me and Susan sharing one, got down to about 30 degrees. Then that second day after fishing, when I got back to the ramp, she was there waiting on us, all packed up and ready to go. And we didn't camp again for probably 10 years.
Not bad camping trips, but, you know, the ones where you just pack it all up, throw it in the truck, and drive on home. But, I mean, we've had a lot of good ones. I love going tent camping. It's not easy on the back, but the cot really helps that out. Plus, I bought a nice canvas tent last year, year before last, and that thing has been phenomenal. I like it better. It's just not good for hiking or nothing. You got to be car camping. But, man, it does a great job.
Those gravel roads up there to Jocassee Gorge, and that you'd be able to make it fine. Like I said, they have several free, there's probably 10 or 12 free campsites up there, first come, first serve. And that, it'll be, you know, all primitive. There won't be no water or anything like that, but a lot of hiking trails out through there.
KO4 HKX.
Good afternoon, Patrick.
Well, we just scheduled one up there at the property where I'm at.
Yeah.
Comment. I4DTY. Hey, I heard you guys talking. Just thought I'd join in or listen.
Anytime. This is KN4TFW. Ken.
KO4HK. I got to step away a minute, guys.
For the first time, I have three boys, and they've been wanting to go camping, so I finally bought a tent and trying to figure out where to take them.
You my wife and I were driving up off of 178. There's some gravel roads, and there's DNR's got a map, and there's several camp spots up there. Let's say 8 or 10, I guess, maybe 12, and that did our free camping, and it's just a spot. You know, you got to bring all your stuff in, but at least you can access it from the gravel road.
Started at camp
78, correct?
78.
Not camping at all. It wasn't something my family did, but my wife's family went camping all the time, so she's always trying to talk me into taking them camping.
DNR's got a map. I think it's called the Joe Cassie Gorges or something. If you look up the map, you can get one online, or usually that little store at 178 and Highway 11 has some on that. But it'll show you all the gravel roads. It'll show you the gates that are closed and which ones are seasonal and which ones are open year-round. But there's quite a few campsites that are open year-round up through there.
Thanks for the info.
So primitive, just your first camping trip. I want to go somewhere a little more like a state campground or something where they got electricity and water. Married to go primitive camping.
And at the state park, like down at the beach, I take my big tent. And man, we eat really good when we camp.
Out of the tent?
First and 10, it's like 11 by 17. Got a, you know, a 5 by 11 screen room on the front of it, and it's just me and Mama, and we got a couple of really nice cots and that, and it's like, man, it's awesome. Some of the best rest I ever got was doing that.
Dang, that's a big tent. That sounds nice.
Yeah, 10 person tent, but it's just right for two.
Person tent, and I tell you what, I feel like it's barely enough room for two people.
Yes, you gotta have a decent spot to put it up. I've been looking at some, they have some tents now that are fitted onto little utility trailers, and you know, you fold the sides out and everything, and it kind of keeps it up off the ground and makes it a little bit better. You know, you don't need such a big footprint for your tent.
As far as eating goes, too, I mean, really, your imagination's the limit. It's, I mean, when we went to the Boy Scout camp that I did this weekend, we had omelets for breakfast. And we had biscuits that they cooked in the Dutch oven. And for supper, we ended up eating fajitas on a grill. I mean, nothing crazy, just, but man, it was fantastic food this weekend.
Baked potatoes in the Dutch oven.
Camping twice because I was trying to get my feet wet a little bit, and we ate MREs.
That, if you're, you know, trail hiking and trail camping, that's really good.
Sounds a lot better.
Camping, you take a Dutch oven with you. You can do all kinds of recipes and those things.
One of the items I'm going to have to look into is getting that Dutch oven.
Maybe our next trip might do either biscuits and gravy in it, or they talked about maybe doing pizza in it. I've never done any of that, but it was just amazing to see them cooking us biscuits just as good as they would have been had you cooked them in the stove. And they were just phenomenal to go with breakfast while you're out there camping in a tent.
Do that and see how they did it.
A Dutch oven. You can get one with a little pegs on the bottom. It'll come with instructions, and it'll tell you, like, how many charcoal briquettes to put either up underneath of it and on top of it to cook it at a certain temperature. I mean, it worked great.
Cooking in a coffee can?
That's a negative for me.
Little coffee cans, or I think it's called a number 10 institutional can, and get you about a 4-pound chicken, season it, wrap it twice in tin foil, put you 12 or 13 briquettes in the bottom, and when they're done, just stuff it in there, and a couple of hours later, the briquettes will be dying, and the chicken will be done, and man, it is good.
up a camp inside that tin can, and then does that go up inside what?
I just put the briquettes in the bottom of the can and get them hot, and then tinfoil wrap the chicken really tight in two layers of tinfoil. And then when the briquettes are done, just stuff the chicken right in the can and right down on top of the briquettes. And by the time it gets to where it'll be, you know, burning, the briquettes will be dying off, and it'll cook it perfect every time in about 2 hours.
For camping. But it sounds like a car camp is going to be more my style.
It's about getting out and enjoying nature and getting away from that hustle and bustle for sure. KN4TFW.
Anything wrong with car camping, as long as we get you out there camping. And it, you know, it lets you do more stuff. You can take a nice Coleman propane stove and, you know, cook with pots and pans, whatever. I mean, it works really well. Hiking, you got to make a lot of different considerations for. KO4CF.
Hear me. I'm kind of in a little hole at a stoplight, but KI4DTY.
Was Daniel? I don't come over on this side of town that often. Over here, you ever been at Haywood Road, Pelham Road?
Yes, it's sweet, sir. Yeah, I'm still on Haywood Road.
I'm in Sparkle City. It's far enough away from everything, but close enough to get what I need.
I have to let you guys go. I'm pulling into the restaurant over here, but it's nice talking to both of you guys, and I'll catch you another time. I'll say 73, KN4TFW.
Thanks for letting me join the convo.
Pulling in the driveway here in a second, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73 myself. Ken, enjoy your supper. I did not catch the name, but it was nice talking to you about camping. I hope we'll catch you on another day, and we'll talk about whatever. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
This is KI4DTY. This is Daniel, and great talking to you guys. I'll be 73. I'll be on sideband listening.
KO4HX. Ken, have a good day. Tell Miss Susan we say hello, and Andrew, you have a good day, and we'll try to get something together about going camping up there. I don't plan on doing anything on it right away, so it'll be a good time to spend some time up there. KO4HX. And Daniel, I'll catch you in a little bit, okay? KO4HX, clear.
Good, Patrick.
73, Patrick. KN4TFW, I'll be clear.